everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome.
This is Tom Model Rewind. This is Daniel.
It is. This is Alex. We're here.
Hi. We're here. And today we are recapping Cycle 14, Episode 7. And yeah, it is the hair photo shoot. Very exciting.
Hair.
Very hairy situation this week, some would say. Mm-hmm. Hairy and heckling. There's both of those things during
yes!
the photo shoot.
Loved that. Loved that caveat. Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait to talk about it. but first, channeling Anjali here, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Ding dong.
Because that's her vibe this episode.
It
when
is.
We start out.
She's so Brenda's happy.
Brenda's gone. We were, last episode, we were like, do we think that Anjali's like, smug head nod, I think, is because she really wanted Alaysia to stay or because she was really glad Brenda was leaving. And I think it was because Brenda was leaving.
I think it was a happy, yeah. Happy yeah. Bitch yes.
After bitch this, yes after she gets back to the house, she's not talking about Alaysia congratulating Alaysia. She's congratulating herself on
she's
Brenda
celebrating.
Being gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't fully blame her. After last episode with the educated comment, I would be like, heck yeah, I'm so glad. That is like karma served so sweet and so fast. Like, oh man.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bellissima. Yeah.
I would feel very similarly. But I thought it was funny when she comes in and she's like, I could jump for joy. And I was like, you are literally do-si-do-ing for joy right now. Like, it's not could jump for joy. You are dancing and prancing around.
And yeah.
You are doing it. You are so excited. Her and Krista were just doing this little, like, grab your partner round and round dance thing.
Yeah.
No, and again, you know, can we blame her? Really?
No. You're celebrating. Your bully is gone, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Whatever. They're out of here.
One bully is gone.
One.
We still got
the most powerful one, I would say.
And Reyna.
Like
the most powerful one? Really?
I don't know. Gingers. They just, there's so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely.
No,
it's all in the hair.
Yes. Yeah. That energy. Just, they really hang on to it in that orange pigment. It's what that is. It's evil. But
definitely.
No. I'm sorry, gingers. I don't mean
Nicole. Nicole last season. We love Nicole. We don't really hate gingers.
We don't feel that way. They are. Brenda's not that great.
I think people actually did used to think gingers were evil, though. So,
God, that's so crazy. I remember like learning that later in life, like around 18, like when I went to college, it was like a thing, I feel like. And then I just didn't realize it was such a thing. And was like,
well,
oh,
it was like a thing in like the 1800s, right? Like,
I probably
a long time ago.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I just meant like people making fun of gingers nowadays. I didn't really know that was like a thing for a long
making
time.
Making fun of them? Yes.
Yeah.
Is probably still a thing for some.
Unfortunately.
But thinking that they're like evil, like,
sorry,
is probably
I can't believe that that's
for like the witch trials. I think that was the last
that
time
makes
that
sense.
Came up.
That makes
but,
sense.
Yeah, I was like, oh, so in Bloomington, they were really convinced that.
Oh, we're still burning them at the stake.
Redheads.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. That's how far Indiana is behind everywhere else.
Like, yeah.
The witch trials are very much alive and well.
Yeah. No, Holcomb's a great guy.
Yeah, we really
we stan. No,
we love his puritanical roots. We love him.
We do.
No,
we don't.
Brenda, I feel like Brenda, like she like said one really bad thing, but it was definitely Reyna and Jessica that were for the most part like way more active in the.
It was just a frenzy.
Bullying.
Just
but
vicious.
Like it's so weird because this episode Jessica suddenly does a 180, which I guess possibly because she got called out by the judges. I don't know. Like, I guess that would probably be the reason why, but felt very whiplash what's going on here.
I mean, they just saw Brenda be like so preoccupied with hating somebody and then be so confident that she's going to make it next week and then be like, I had no idea. So it's kind of like, you know, A, you're getting feedback that's telling you to change, to do this differently. And you're also seeing a live example of like why.
What not to
it's,
do.
Yeah, why it's not going to work out. You know, maybe she's learning.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I found out that she actually is 18. So.
Wow.
I was wrong. I thought she was older than 18. Alaysia. but she's the same age as Alayja. And apparently Reyna is the older one, which also surprised me because she disappointing. I was like, why are you bringing up your, I know, why do I keep on talking about Reyna's volleyball career? I don't know. But I'm just like, because why do you bring up your volleyball career if you're like 22 at this point, you know?
Yeah, no one, maybe she's no not one 22. Cares, unfortunately. Yeah. once you're out of high school, really nobody cares that you played any sports unless you're still doing it like in college or professionally or something. Unfortunately, people don't care. But, you know.
It's truth. It's the truth. It is.
If that's the only accolade you have, though, then, yeah, tend to ride it, I think, for
yeah, says the people who constantly bring up that we were in theater when we were in high school. I'm
a thespian still.
Yeah. Once a thespian, always a thespian.
I guess once a volleyball spiker.
Oh, yeah. Always a volleyball.
Spiker. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever they are. I don't know the positions.
You have to rotate, so I think they play all the positions.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Actually, speaking of someone who plays beach volleyball very badly.
Yeah, I've only ever played volleyball in PE, so really don't know.
Yeah. I won't get into my volleyball history because we were just – it's not good. None of it's good. Okay. I'm no Reyna. But another thing about Reyna, just wanted to bring this up, is that on her Instagram – Anjali likes like every single post that she makes and like comments on them. So they're cool now.
Cool.
Reyna and Anjali are cool. So cool. I think that shows that maybe, I don't know, maybe it shows just maturity on
I think Anjali's it's probably,
side. But
and maybe Reyna's too. I don't know. It's
I don't know. They had to have some interaction to where like they're friendly now and
they made nice
to be friendly. Yeah, at some point. Mm-hmm. And also, Reyna is a really good cake baker.
Yeah.
Cake decorator. I saw that on her Instagram. I was like, nice. She's got some like professional looking cakes.
She can dress the cake.
Going on. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll start liking and commenting on every single photo. Oh, also, another random thing to bring up at the top. The 20th anniversary of America's Next Top Model was this weekend. So.
Ahoy.
This past weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
I know we almost recorded on that day, but we had
an incident,
dog situation come up. So unfortunately, which is also why we're guest list. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
but hopefully, you'll have a chance to meet our guest who we're supposed to have on at a later date.
At a later date. We're sorry,
but yeah, the 20th anniversary, big deal. Everyone was making tributes to it. I had to do one story post because I was like, I can't not acknowledge this momentous day.
Right.
biggest deal. Biggest deal ever.
Fantastic. I had no idea.
So you did not. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know until the day that it happened. So, and I only knew because I looked at, I just happened to look at Instagram and someone messaged us about it. So
I gotcha. Think,
shout out to that person. Anyway, so the models get back. Jessica's being nice. She tells Alayja that, you know, regardless of how they feel, everyone who stays here deserves to be here. So just some nice words for Alayja. I was like, well, a little late, but, you know, I'm
way to put it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's never too late to turn a page, it's as better, we see from Reyna and Anjali.
Better late than never. Mm-hmm. If that weren't true. Ugh.
Yeah.
A lot of things in life would be moot.
Alexander's mopey. And then Whitney Port and Pat Cleveland show up. Pat Cleveland, that's the name of the judge that I forgot to name.
Gotcha.
The one with impeccable energy. But her and Whitney Port don't really do much. They just kind of have the girls dress up and then tell them how they feel about their outfits.
Yeah.
And then they take them to a drag show. So exciting.
Very.
You know, it just feels so weird how politicized drag shows are now.
It's like, so stupid. But yeah, I loved that Anjali was like, you know, people keep telling me I act like a drag queen, so I might as well learn from them. Yeah. And I'm just like, beautiful, beautiful. And you know, I'm in the midst of my drag race binging.
What season are you on?
We just finished season 10. So,
oh wow, I think you got farther than me already.
Yeah, and I think we're doing it in order with All Stars and Drag Race. So we've done season 3 of All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done season 4 of All Stars yet, but I think that's next.
Yeah, I think I got to like the first season of All Stars, and then
it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just like, you know, was very, I don't know. I just moved on to other reality shows, but I'm sure I'll make my way back eventually to Drag mm-hmm. Race.
Yeah, no, I'm just in the midst of I need to feel good. I need to feel good. So Drag Race.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm watching Project Runway now after I said that it wasn't worth watching a whole season. Now I'm watching a whole ass season. So
nice.
Eat my words. But so as a fan of Drag Race, mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that we had a drag Tyra. So the other Tyra, I guess.
Yeah. I was like, because this is after Drag Race happened, right?
Oh, yeah. This is 2010 at this point.
Well, Drag Race started, I think, in 2009, which is crazy. But
really?
I'm pretty sure the first season was like 2009, but maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong a lot.
So this was like happening. So this Tyra was on when the other Tyra was on the first season. Yeah, this said it was premiered on 2009. So we have this Tyra on this show, who's the other Tyra, while the other Tyra is on Drag Race for the first time, while OG Tyra is hosting America's Next Top Model.
There's a lot going on here.
This is a lot.
Yeah, I had to be like, is that, that's not Tyra. That's a different Tyra being Tyra. Okay. I was thinking.
But not the other Tyra.
Not that Tyra. No.
No. Yeah, very a lot going on.
It was too much.
Yeah, fun fact mm-hmm. there, I guess. Yeah, I just I'm happy to see a drag queens on the show, and then like have all the contestants just be like, "Yay, drag queens!" You know what I mean?
Yeah, can we get back to celebrating that? Yeah,
yeah, it's like this is how we're supposed to react. We're supposed to be, yes, thank God they're here. We love them.
Yeah. Like, expression. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really know. I guess, did they watch the drag queens like kind of do a little something?
Yeah.
Something?
They watched them do a little performance, a very small performance. I was like, this is a tiny stage. Teeny tiny.
It's a intimate venue, but it seems like a fun place to mm-hmm. go. It was called Lucky Chang's, I believe.
Okay.
Wrote that down. It's probably a really famous institution. Probably. I don't know because I'm ignorant. They're at Lucky Chang's. They watch the drag performers do a little bit of a performance. And then they're supposed to get up, do a runway, but incorporate their personality into the runway. So they all do a little walk with, you know, some bouncing and some hair flouncing and some stomping mm-hmm. and some turning. If you're Krista.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What is it called? Like mannequin turn? I don't know. Oh, Tyra does it, though.
The turntable thing or whatever?
Yeah, turntable. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does a turntable, which she did an okay job.
She did it.
They were like the clear winner, and I was like, but really? I was like, I liked Krista, don't get me wrong, but I was like, mm-hmm. the clear winner? Like, I don't know. Like, I thought Angela did well. I thought Alaysia did well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there were applause we didn't know about. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, they showed us the applause meter and whatever, but
there was some
tricky editing there because there's no way Ansley got zero silence cricket.
Silence. I would love it if she did, but I really don't think that happened.
It didn't sound like empty room silence. It sounded like just actual silence that
they cut the audio
the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, I don't think she would react so humbly if she had gotten zero claps. Like that would have been a moment for like
an I think I would have been upset.
Facial mm-hmm. expression or something. But no, she was just kind of like, whatever. Yeah. So I was suspicious of that. And then also, I didn't really hear like a big difference between Krista's claps mm-hmm. and anyone else's claps.
Oh, yeah. No.
I was like, they could have done that in post if they wanted to, but they didn't seem to. It just seemed like mm-hmm. the same amount of excitement for
maybe there was
else.
Something wrong with clapping audio. I don't know. That does happen sometimes.
I don't.
Crowded rooms.
But they would have manipulated it to sound like
you're right.
More
you're right.
Than it
yeah.
was. You would think, but like they didn't really do it in this no. scenario. I don't know. But
lazy. Just kidding.
I feel like Krista did all right. I feel like yeah. several of them did all right.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't think I think Ansley was the clear loser, but that was really
yeah because she
it.
Was. Because she decided that her personality, which it is going to be stern, which is just not a personality that plays well
she
with
was
the
like,
crowd.
She was like, I think I hit the nail on the head. I am stern. And what did she say? Stern and severe? I don't even know. She
it,
it was like two things that are not.
Stern and tough. Tough is fine, I guess.
Tough is okay.
But like,
when you pair
also
it
not really
stern.
A good.
Yeah.
No, it just. And. I don't even think like the vibe she was giving off was really that. She was just silent and like
it just was nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just very
resting,
walking
Ansley
with
face.
Like sort of a smirk on my face, like mm-hmm. a little bit of a smirk. And then Alexandra's was just bad. It was
she had a bad week. They both did.
She did. She's had a bad week for
a few weeks
I think maybe just 1 week besides this week, but she's been having some trouble.
Yeah,
I feel like but I just it's so unfortunate when people like take the whole like personality with let me just go as hard as possible because mm-hmm. she just like stomped down that runway like taking the longest stride she possibly could and it's like, no, you got to do it with finesse.
You
don't want to just like.
You can't just like.
Walk as hard as possible. Like, that is not what you're supposed to be doing here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she did have a very rough week. I also noticed that Raina, just like, she is the type of person or model who carries mm-hmm. makeup super well. Like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Her face, like. Responds well to a lot of makeup kind of
yeah.
like Tyra has always said mm-hmm. like she's like that. I feel like Raina is like that too.
Mm-hmm.
She had on this like very 60s Mad Men like
oh yeah
makeup and I was just like yeah she looks like awesome, like this is her look, she just needs to be like this. I mean she's good natural too, but like
she
I feel
is,
like
yeah.
just her face holds makeup really well. Just noticed that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And I think Raina and Leo have a lot in common in that way.
Oh,
like, they
yeah.
both really come alive with
yeah
that canvas painted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back at home the next day, I'm going to refer to Alaysia as Alaysia.
Oh.
Now.
Oh. Yep. I mean,
because
God.
She's late again in the morning.
Yeah, this would be so rough. Like,
yeah,
just to deal with as one of the other models and like to be Alaysia and just be so like unaware. Nobody said anything to me. What? Like,
it's also like, what were you doing, though?
Yeah,
like, she wasn't doing
How
anything.
Did you not notice? Yeah,
she was just standing in the bathroom.
Brushing
like she
hair.
Really
we,
was.
Yeah, yeah, I just don't.
But like not really even doing anything to it. Just like kind of absentmindedly. Brushing her hair. It's like
yeah no yeah like what are we doing?
There's no reason
Alaysia,
to be
we're
late.
Leaving in 4 minutes or whatever and she's like okay
yeah I'll just stand here then. Like
and then
yeah.
Oh my god, you know what really drove me insane though, the worst part mm-hmm. was after she's been like sitting there for 5-10 minutes hitting the elevator button, she's like I guess I gotta go down these stairs and I was like there were stairs, you could have just taken
this
stairs
entire
like
time
just go down
the
stairs
over and
yeah.
over again. Well, yeah. that and being like, well, I need to go get my water now. It's like, no, just go.
Just like, leave. Yeah.
It's like
you
Amazing Race
things.
Rules. Like, take off, run down. Like, don't get left behind. You know what happened to Janasha when she got left behind?
Oh, dear.
Wasn't good. She got Mm-mm. chewed out. So,
oh, poor thing.
I was really surprised they didn't leave her. I thought they were going to try and teach her a lesson.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
They
let her go down the steps. Yeah, I mean, she probably wasn't that late though, and that's probably why they didn't.
That's
take
the only
off
reason.
Her.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah,
think. Yeah. You know, you got to learn somehow that You just have to learn somehow. And unfortunately, usually you learn by being late for something and getting punished for it.
But she got like a stern talking to last episode, but I guess she did.
Well, and then nothing this time. It's like, she just made it in under the wire.
But yeah, no.
They didn't mention anything.
But I guess they weren't made late by her, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't think she was like that. Well, because they decided, let's just leave her and then she'll run after us. So that means we won't have to wait around.
If we wait for her, she'll take as long as she wants. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, they're going to the shoot. The shoot is this hair shoot where they're all wearing these outfits made out of human hair. Yeah. Where did they get the hair? That was what Alaysia, I think, asked that question. I was like, good question.
Great question.
Alaysia, where do they get this hair from?
Where?
Like, I'm hoping that it's all like sold hair and it's not donated hair, because I really don't think this
it
is what they were thinking.
Be. It cannot be donated their hair. No, there's no way. That would be insane. I thought about
if
that so many
Steven
times.
Steven is just like, he works at Hawks of Love and he's just taken off just
he's
bundles
like,
and bundles
all of
hair.
My nieces and nephews are donating their hair to fashion. I've always wondered about that though.
It's got to be people who are like, I want to make some money off my hair.
You have to be paid for that, right? There's no way.
I really, really hope so, because I don't know how I'd feel if I'd recognize my hair on these outfits. I would be
uncomfortable.
So upset.
Yeah. Gave that to
be
you.
Like, I did not do this, so.
It's not what that was for. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. The hair also apparently smells.
Of course. It's human hair.
Does it? Of course, though, because I don't think hair smells particularly bad.
No, but like, you have to, but only if you wash it consistently. And like, if you're making outfits out of your hair, like, I feel like there's probably plenty of time that it's just getting oil from your hands on it. Like, there's a lot happening to the hair in the process of making the outfit. I can't imagine it smells good.
I didn't know there was like some treatment that they did to the hair and that was what smelled probably. Or the glue. Someone mentioned the glue.
The glue smells so bad. Yeah. Like hair glue. It smells so bad.
Oh, I don't know what hair glue smells like.
It smells like cement. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks really nice on the dresses, I will say. But here's another thing. We know Weave and Steven. Do you remember him?
Weave and Steven.
We've met him before on the show.
I don't remember him, though. I know we have.
The Hair Wars photo shoot in Cycle 7.
Okay.
I struggle to even remember
that photo shoot.
Oh. I mean, just like, all the girls had like crazy wigs on. It was like Anchel and whatever that season.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was on the show, which I found just like, I had no clue. Like, of all people to be on America's Next Top Model more than once, I didn't think Weavin' Steven was going to be the guy, you know?
Yeah.
But I was actually very excited to see him. He seems like a fun dude.
Definitely a wig icon, you know?
I love his everything. He just seems like, I mean, to make a career out of hair, out of weaves, like, and to call yourself Weavin' Steven, you have to be fun.
A delight.
to like decide that's gonna be my professional name and this is how I'm gonna
this is who I am this
me.
Is my brand. Yeah
All right, so it was Weave and, or so they're split into teams. It's not just Weave and Steven,
right?
The other person is named Derek J, I believe, which is not as fun of a name.
That's not fun at all. Yeah.
Also, we never found out who won, quote unquote, the hair team challenge. Like, that did not carry over into the judging at all.
Yeah.
So who got first photo this episode? Krista. And he was on Weave and Stevens. She was on Weave and Stevens' team. So I'm gonna say Team Weave and Steven wins. But they split them into groups, and really, I guess the only reason why was to have them heckle each other, which they did.
Weird.
I will say that Alaysia was the only good one when it came to heckling.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember any of the, like, specific heckles.
Well, she only really had one that they showed, but it was literally the only heckle that was actually good smack talk. You know, okay. She's the only one that is witty enough to do real smack talk. So she said, Home Depot called. They said they want their carpet back, which I thought was like a pretty good line.
Yeah, that's good.
But Jessica's heckle or smack talk was calling someone a 2-cent whore, which is not smack talk. It's just mean.
It's like, just scary. Yeah.
When you're not like witty enough to come up with smack talk, then you're just saying mean things to people. It's like, which is just not fun.
It's the same as like Jade being like, Veronda, your skin is lumpy. Like, yeah, it wasn't exactly clever. It was just awful. Yeah.
It's just an insult at that point. It's not smack talk.
It's not funny.
And then, I mean, Raina wasn't really like, I guess, mean, but was just kind of like lame. She just said, epic failure, which is just.
She's
not...
like, I'm used to being really passive aggressive toward people and saying things that are, this isn't really my boat.
No, but it definitely wasn't good. But I did like when they all yelled Drekitude. That was good for me.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. I did enjoy that. But yeah, it added a little element to it all.
It was fun.
Krista was, she really did look like she was, they channeled Grace Jones when they were styling her.
I thought that was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And she took that and ran with it.
She did.
And so was good. Just working that the photo shoot. She just seemed on top of her game this week, I think.
I agree.
And weirdly enough, like Alaysia, who just seemed to do the same few poses over and over again, like has one of the my favorite photo this week.
Yeah. I can't remember what I ranked her, but she's definitely my top three this week. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it was just funny because it seemed like she failed so hard.
It seemed like she truly was doing the same thing over and over again.
But then again, it seemed like she failed last week, and I know the judges didn't like her photo, but like their photo was like pretty good. Like it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So like she's just really good. I don't know. Like,
they just want us to question
it. Wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, they want us to, like, they want to justify sending her home so early because I don't think she gets her, like, her due. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, I think I'm an Alaysia super fan. I think I just have to, like, kind of admit that. She's, like, honestly, I think one of my top contestants of all time. I love Alaysia.
Yeah. I'm noticing throughout this whole season that she's way better than I remember ever giving her credit for. And
yeah. Because the edit, man, they made her look like, you know. Immature.
They just kind of made her look like an idiot, and it's like she's not.
No, but she's really sweet, and she's like really good at what she does.
She's just very passionate.
Yeah. Yeah. Ansley thinks she's rocking it, which was very, very Brenda.
So sad
of her to be. Then we go to panel, and they announced that they're going to New Zealand next episode. So we have to look forward to.
I had a really fun moment watching this part and just being like catching some Z's. And all I could think was like, don't they go to Australia this season? And I was like,
that's enough.
Like, and then I was like, I would get in a lot of trouble if I like kept being like, yep, they're going to say Australia, Australia, Australia. And then they're like, New Zealand. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this quietly to myself in my house. But
why would you get in trouble?
Oh, no. Just I know that there's like – you're not supposed to mistake New Zealand.
And I literally just said they're like
close the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, they're not the same thing, but like – I don't know. The people talk similarly. So like therefore
see, I'm pretty
they're
sure that's
the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's the same.
Yeah. I mean, they're both – they were both British colonies. I actually don't know much about New Zealand's history. I know enough about Australia's history to know that it was kind of like where they sent prisoners.
Yeah. Yeah. I know New Zealand is where they shot Lord of the Rings, and it is gorgeous. Stunning.
Yeah. Well, next episode, I think we see Hobbiton.
Hobbiton. We do. I'm so excited.
So, yeah. Cue the music. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I didn't realize you weren't supposed to. I mean, like, in terms of climate, they're very different.
Are they?
Yeah, like, Australia has a lot of desert, and New Zealand is very, like, cold, rainy. Like, kind of, like, I mean, I think English. So. It doesn't have a desert, I don't think.
That's, God, that
I
makes
know
sense.
So little about New Zealand. I'm Woo!
We're just saying stuff. We're just saying things. Yeah. no, I don't know.
But I think they're also kind of far away from each other, though. But
they just talk similarly. Maybe that's why. I can't remember if it's like.
They just have like English accents that have been kind of like, you know, changed through time. But they're both still like. Derived from British accents, which I guess American accents are too, but we sound a lot different. I feel like
we sound very different. Yeah,
yeah. We win our own way with the accent stuff.
Oh yeah, all the
into maybe
accents.
Some territories that we really shouldn't have. But
wish they weren't there now, but they are. Yeah,
but yeah, they go to New Zealand, not Australia.
Not Australia.
But Shepherd. Yeah, we'll get that'll be next week. Yeah, Shepherd.
As soon as they did anything scripted, as soon as Leon Talley looked over and was like, I'm getting sleepy. I was like, oh, this is a stupid bit. They're going to go somewhere abroad. I was like, I hate these. I hate these so much. But
Andre Leon Talley like went there, but not went there because he didn't have a pillow like everyone else did. I was like, where is Andre's pillow? Did he just draw the line there? He was like, nope, no pillow.
I mean, I get it. Like, honestly, I'd be like, a pillow? No. Like, I take my own sheets to hotels because... Mm-mm.
Oh, he just refuses to put his face on that.
Yeah, yeah, he's like bed bugs.
Bed bugs. I guess I could like you're not supposed to like sleep on, you know, if you have a full face of makeup and stuff, like you're not supposed to.
Yeah,
rub your face.
He's just
in a
practicing
pillow.
Skin protection. That's all he's doing.
Maybe I don't know. all right, let's just look at these photos though.
Yeah.
All right. To start off, we have. Jessica. From high to low. I mean, I guess last week I thought she was pretty low, but this photo I think is also pretty low. Who is this person?
It doesn't look like her at all. It's really weird.
Nothing like her. She never looks like herself in photos, and not in a good way either. Yeah. In a weird way. In a who is this person?
Yeah, it doesn't look like one of the contestants.
I don't understand.
It's not a good photo. It's so weird. It looks like she's being forced. Like her mother is yelling at her to model. And she's like,
ooh, I like that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Just like no passion. Yeah. But like the hand and the face are really what kills me. Everything
the
else
hand
is
sticking
fine.
Out like Heisman.
Honestly, trophy. No. The other curled up weird hand that's like
I
lost.
I didn't like the stretched hand. That's what I didn't like.
That's fair. I don't like the underarm like, with the stretched hand.
The stretched hand just looks like football to me. Like you're defending or something.
Yeah.
And the face, this, like Lisa already said, is kind of dead.
You're right. This is Heisman. So weird.
Yeah. And I agree that, okay, it's hard to point your toes like that. Mm-hmm. And she did it, so that's good. But I don't like I'm not even like that.
It's not
gagged
enough.
Over that. Like I'm just kind of like this is not very good. Not impressed.
Not impressive. Yeah.
It got a lot of praise. I did not get it.
Honestly, I think it was just cuz it was the first photo that they saw. They were like
maybe and they're just like, "Woo, these outfits are awesome," which they are.
Yeah. They are cool. Yeah.
And they all I will say like I think all of them gave the dress movement. And I thought that was really nice to see that they all like really tried to show off the garment the best way that they could. But some of the things fell flat for me, like this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Krista next, our little Grace Jones here.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I think was it Whitney that said her face is the highlight? Because for me, I agree. I think her face
is
the highlight.
Her face is killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see every part of her bone structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy bone structure. Amazing. I like the expression on her face.
I like the twist of the body too.
Yeah, they mentioned that. That's good. I think her hair kind of ruins it for me. I really don't like what they did with her hair.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that for the hair costume photo shoot.
Yeah, it's not really her fault. Everything else is good for me. I think I think this is a solid pick.
Yes.
I wish I would have seen the rest of her film though, because like
I know
I do like this photo, but I feel like there was probably a photo in there that I liked more.
Yeah,
this
is a Tyra pick. Yeah,
but it was again, it's one of those things where it's like if you just do so well that there's just so many options, like it's hard to pick one.
Yes. And yeah.
But her face just amazing.
Kills it. Yeah.
So good. All right, Ansley is next.
It's very sad. It's just not good. It's fine. It's like a first week photo, you know? This is a photo I would expect to see. Yeah.
First week shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. And the face is, it's fine, but like the legs are weird. The body's just disconnected. Mm-hmm. It's just not her best. Not what I feel she could do.
Yeah. I like what she did with the dress, like whipping it around like that.
Yeah.
That's nice, but everything else is kind of lackluster. I don't like how much she held out her arms.
I don't know why they're so far away from her body.
Yeah, if she wasn't wearing this dress, it would look so silly. But I mean, I guess, you know.
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, she was probably really trying to show off every bit of it by doing this. But yeah, that was not my favorite move. I think there's a case for keeping Ansley this week because this photo really isn't that bad.
It's just fine. Yeah.
Alexandra had such a rough time that I could have seen her going home this week.
Same. I was watching the elimination. I was like, I can't remember who goes home. And I don't know how I feel. They're pretty neck and neck, but I do think Alexandra's photo this week was weaker.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I mean, I'm really not really that excited by Ansley. So, I'm not sad. I'm not sad about her going.
Maybe the absolutely no applause for her personality threw them. Yeah. They were like, "Yeah, you can't really. We can't teach you that."
Maybe. Okay. Alaysia.
Gorgeous.
Wow. Okay, this is my favorite photo.
It is so gorgeous.
This photo. Oh my god. Gosh.
My only thing is I wish we could take Krista's face and put it on this body. Like, seriously, it's such a good body pose. She got a good dress. She did.
But the face is, a little, that's like the weakest part for me.
Right. It's just not 100, you know? But.
Yeah. It's a little too pursed lips. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Something about her mouth.
It's like not relaxed enough or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just like what she's doing is really kind of amazing. Like the movement she's making, she did this like stomp thing and then like threw her skirt out. So like it looks like the skirt is just doing it on its own, even though she like had to throw it. And then she just was able to like perfectly place like all of her limbs.
What's blowing my mind is how precise everything is, like how aware she seems to be of like every part of her body, the shoulders being kind of like, it's gorgeous. It's such a gorgeous body pose.
The pose is just like perfect.
Ooh. This I could see in a salon. Like,
okay. Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is a salon photo.
Put in a salon. Yes. Definitely.
I just wouldn't put the butt picture in the salon, but that's just me, you know?
I mean, fair. I don't think many people would. But this photo, I think, goes in a lot of people's salons. It's such a good photo. Mm-hmm. Really iconic. I love it.
It is. I love that dress, too.
Yeah, she makes it look so good. Okay. Alexandra. First of all, I hated what they put her in. So
Fuck is this dress? Yeah, that is not fair. That is not fair.
Flintstones. It is a Flintstones dress.
This is Wilma. Actually, it's more like Pebbles. But
and I feel bad for her. I think they were just like, oh, she's our plus size model, so we gotta put her in something just like shapeless.
That has no shape. Like, yeah.
What? Why would you ever do that? It's a terrible
idea. To anyone. Yeah. Poor thing.
It's a problem on Project Runway, I will tell you that. So that's a lesson they could have learned.
And I mean, it's not terrible, but I don't get the hands. I don't get the, like, it looks like she's about to do jazz hands. Like she's in the middle of a jazz number. I don't really like it.
I was thinking Thriller. It's kind of a Thriller hand arm movement here, except a little more pizzazz with that foot. But it also, she looks kind of also ballerina-esque.
Yeah, like, there's the entire a photo. Slight, yeah, there's a slight hint of ballerina there, but I don't know. It's just, there's something off about the photo. Maybe a lot of it is the styling. I think Tyra's right about her head being too far back.
Yeah.
It just looks weird. I don't know. She looks
uncomfortable. Tyra was like, oh, it's so amazing. You have such a beautiful face that you can like show us your nostrils like that and it'd be okay. And I was like, but it's not okay.
It's not. We don't want
like
it.
It's yeah. too far back. I don't like looking at our nostrils. I don't like it.
Chin down, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely one of my least favorite photos. Yeah. Yep. Oh, but Angelise is next. Angelise is just funny.
I love it. I don't even think it's that great of a photo, to be honest. I just love what she's doing.
I don't like this photo.
I don't know how they got it. She was second call out, wasn't she?
They loved this photo. I was like, oh, that was another thing. I was like, yeah. I mean, I was like, no, Angelique did really well last week, so like, I wouldn't send her home here. But like, this photo is just really bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's weird. Like she's it going, is. Woo! It actually looks like she's about to do her hammer dance. Honestly, it really does.
Yeah.
But no, I don't like the shape. I really hate the shape of her hair dress. Like,
it's like not even really a dress. It's just
it doesn't
like,
fit her at all. It's just a.
It's completely hanging off of her. Yeah. It's like she is just, I mean, maybe this is the only thing she could do, so it didn't look like it was just swallowing her.
Yeah. That's true. If she hadn't been so big, it would have been, mopping her.
I think they like this because they're like, oh, it's different. And
I'm like, they're like, she went
not
there.
In a good way.
It's not good. I don't like the face. I don't like the body. I don't like the hands.
The face is very like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's definitely a face. It's just like, I'm not aware of how I look right now face.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not my favorite, Angelique.
Her hands is just like hair.
You can't
hair
see
hand.
It. It's gone.
I love the hair hand.
It's like the monster from Clash of the Titans with the weird arm, but instead they're just part hair now.
I think honestly this might be my least favorite one now that I'm really talking
it's pretty
about
bad
it.
It's a I pretty bad really, but I really I hate bad. The styling more than anything.
Well yeah, the styling's terrible.
It's so like, bad.
Like there were so many good dresses besides but Alexandra's and Angelique's were just terrifying.
I wonder if those were not if those were the other one, Derek J, whatever.
Yeah, I mean I can go back and look.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm curious. Like, was there really like a difference between who had like the really like, good dresses?
I wonder if like the Weave and Steven girls did like, you know, they showed it up comparatively.
So Weave and Steven was Raina, Krista, Ansley.
Okay.
I feel like there was another one on his team though.
Hmm.
Oh, but Derek J's was Alaysia's, Jessica's, Alexandra. So Angelique was on one of those teams. I'm not sure which one.
Okay. Gotcha.
But Alexandra was on Derek J's team. So I don't know. But he also had Alaysia, who had like the best dress.
Yes.
So.
Love that dress.
I don't know. I feel like just some of the girls lucked out and some of them were like last minute finished dresses that they didn't put as much thought into.
I ran out of hair, so
yeah, or something. okay, Raina.
I love this one a lot.
Top three.
I love it. Yes, top three. Where's
her, Krista, and Alaysia were my faves this week.
She's floating. I had Krista, Raina, Alaysia. Mm-hmm.
She's doing a little fashion walk in midair. I love it.
She looks very animalistic, and I love it.
She
looks like she's coming out of the woods.
Oh yeah, she's like caveman.
Yes.
Cavewoman.
Yes.
Yeah, but the most fashionable cavewoman.
Yes,
out of all
fashion.
Of cave women.
Cavewoman, but make it fashion. That's what I see here.
Yeah. Angelique saw Raina's outfit and was like, I'm gonna make my own, and then she made hers and it wasn't so great. Raina's is really good. Yeah, I mean, Tyra said it. She's like, oh, I actually want to buy this. Like, you make this look so good that I want to buy it.
It looks chic. Yeah.
She was able to just kind of like Alaysia with her pose. Her face is just still perfect, even though she's jumping.
Yeah.
And her body is, too. It looks like she's just walking, but she's
actually in the air. It doesn't even look like she's jumping. Yeah. It's wild.
But the jump gave it the dress really nice movement.
It did.
Swoosh. And I think it was someone said that her, and this is like, again, not something she can really, like, she has control over, but her, mm-hmm. her skin does look like really like nice complementary with the coat.
Oh yes. She got a good contrast here.
Yeah. It was just like a really nice look for her. It really complimented mm-hmm. her and she complimented it.
Mm-hmm. And agreed.
Yeah. It came together for like a really nice photo. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Alaysia is still my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Krista was definitely my favorite, but I loved Reyna and Alaysia equally, I think.
Yeah. I might put Alaysia, Reyna, then Krista. But I love mm-hmm. Krista's face. I just like wasn't like
yeah.
crazy as not crazy dying about for the, it.
Yeah.
About the whole, the photo as a whole, I guess. I think there was just, maybe it was just the hair was off for me. And then mm-hmm. the, just like the wide shot where she's just kind of yeah. like, was a little, I don't know, not my fave. Yeah. But I think she did, she probably did the best out of all of them like on set.
Oh, like, yeah. I think
she probably had the best performance.
It sounds like the most consistent performance, at least from yeah. what Tyra and Jay were saying. But yeah.
So she gets first call out, right? Because that mm-hmm. would be. So
yeah, she case, does. Like, because she gets to go deserved. First class in the plane.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the first class thing.
Run first class.
Yeah, that's what my yeah. brain immediately went to. God, on a 24-hour flight, like, oh, that would be a godsend.
That'd be amazing. And you get to pick somebody. Like, that, they really saved her with that. Because, like, being at first class alone, I'm sure it's awesome. But having somebody there that you enjoy, ooh.
Oh, my gosh. They could yes. be, like, excited about it with and be like, oh, my God.
You can class. Do little dances. Like, yeah, I would be so happy.
They could do-si-do in the middle of the plane.
Yes. Yeah. I used to be so terrified of flying. But when I think about, like, being mm-hmm. first class.
Mm. Like, oh, well, hell yeah.
In a I'm lay down. Night. Yes. Yeah.
But they serve you like.
They really serve you.
Much better get, food.
Like, yeah. Let's get me a sparkling water. Thank you.
They give you that in coach too. But
that's true. I mean, it takes longer in coach.
But maybe they'll put it in like a little bottle for you and like pour it in and like make yeah. it look fancy in first class. Yeah. I don't know. I've never
it'll
been.
Be a, it'll
but...
come in a glass bottle, a tiny little Perrier glass bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. Something just extra special, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But of course she takes Angelie. Like, duh.
Of course.
Good for they're going to, God, that would be so fun. I bet they have the best time.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that just sounds so fun.
Yeah. Until like the fact that you're on a plane for freaking 24 hours hits and then you're
you got to sleep
dead.
Eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, like, mm-mm. your body will just shut down. So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess at some point, you got to sleep.
The party stops eventually.
Yeah, it's got to be much easier in first class to sleep because you yes. actually get to, like, kind of lean
you
back.
You can lay down.
Bit.
Yeah.
I know.
And some, so I nice. Feel like, for, like, performers and stuff, they give them, you get a full bed. You get, like, a full lay down bed in first class. It's like a whoosh. Really? It's not like a mattress, but it's like you get all the fixins to have a comfy sleep. It's amazing.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
But
no
yeah,
kids kicking the back out. Of your seat.
Yeah. Although I did ride in a plane with just like two toddlers behind me. They were fine. You can't really hear them on a plane. It's so loud.
Oh, yeah.
I guess as long as they don't take your seat.
I was gonna say I've had too many experiences with back of my kicked. Seat.
Yeah, I wasn't kicked. I was just, they were just kind of there.
They and were there.
Like an international flight too, which I, so I thought they were going to
be worse than they were.
They weren't.
Yeah.
But
you just give them a bunch of Benadryl, stick them on that plane, you know?
Maybe that's what the mom did. I don't know. Okay. So yeah, that was the first call out. Bottom two. I don't even think I wrote down who was the bottom
Ansley
two, which is really bad
Alexandra.
For me.
Okay, well,
but like that makes sense.
Yes.
I think maybe I was just like, yeah, of course.
Well, because yeah, I also had Ansley and Anjali as the worst of the week instead of Alexandra.
But, yeah, but
they were
called second.
Yeah,
because I was like, but I was just so shocked. Well, I wasn't shocked because they praised it so much, but I was just like, how
yeah
how, why how did you think this was good
yeah I just wrote rotten next to Ansley and Anjali just have an arrow just says rotten.
Oh boy.
No
yeah but I mean I'm not mad about Ansley going home. I mean I think there's like an argument you could make for sending Alexander home, but I'm not mm-hmm. mad that Ansley was the one to get sent home.
Yeah
and yeah she she took a few test shots. We're talking about Ansley, and had, they said on Antique Wiki that she had one page in Style magazine.
Hey.
But as of 2020, she was working at Owens Farm Equipment in Homer, Georgia. So.
Hell yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then actually, but she's not working there anymore because I found her Facebook. She is working as a service writer at James Short Tractors. So.
That's hell yeah. Ansley, this is a now. Country girl. I didn't even know.
She, I feel like I got a vibe. But when I was looking at her Facebook, mm-hmm. She, you know, changes her profile picture fairly often. And then there's just tons of men in her comments. They're just like, looking good. I was like, she is the hottest woman in her area. I guarantee
you. Oh,
she
is, yes. Like, everyone is like, are you a supermodel? Oh, right.
All the farmers go into James Short Tractors and they're like, who is this woman with the bone structure?
She gets paid so well because they make all of their money just because she works there. Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, she is just...
She's living her best life.
Living it up.
Yes.
She is. And she had a bunch of photos with her kids. I'm kind of being creepy now, but they looked very happy. So I was like, okay.
No, yeah, good
she's
for them.
She's a good mom.
Yeah. I'm not a mom, man, and I never will be. So,
she seems like a good mother. Yeah. So I'm... Ansley, you were not my favorite on the show, but you seem to be just... the queen of Homer, Georgia, and I love that for you.
Yes.
I really
embrace
do.
It. I don't know why I liked Ansley so much. I don't know. There was like a respect. I just, maybe it was just fear, you know, like
stern. The sternness really
the
got
sternness.
To you. Yeah.
I think I was just like, okay, respect. You know what you want. I think when people are just so confident and know exactly what, like they're just convicted by their own words. I'm like, respect. Mm. I never feel that way. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Conviction is something that she has. Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so next week we are going to New Zealand. There's going to be ghosties. There's going to be a sheep shoot. And we have a guest on. So
a sheep shoot.
It should be a good one. Yeah, sheep shoot.
Sheep shoot. Yeah. Excited.
Yeah, very exciting. So see you next week, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.